Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the top story in the nation, Lee. The Democrat hoax rolls on as they try to paint Trump as somebody who is an Epstein, yeah, you know, abuser. Yeah. And it's a two-pronged strategy they have. They black out the Epstein victims, right, insisting again and again and again, no, Trump was not an abuser. No, we never saw Trump at Epstein Island. No, he's not on the list that we are compiling. It doesn't matter. The mainstream media is nonplussed. They're not interested.
Right.
So they black that out, okay? So we've had Bill Barr, not a Trump friend, come out and say, former attorney general, no, he's not implicated in any of this information, this stuff internally that you and I haven't seen yet. Last week, that, you know, group of Epstein victims comes out. They're very emphatic when asked on NBC News, is Trump implicated? No. She went around the room. No, 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 no. Not good enough. I'm thrilled that and they cut it off after the first person says no. You can start to see the second one do it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You can't even find the audio clip other than that she cuts it off after the first, but they all said no. Then the attorney for the Epstein victims last week came out. His name is Bradley Edwards, and he says the same thing. It does he matter, though, but he says it.
I can tell you that I talked to President Trump back in 2009, and several times after that, he didn't think that it was a hoax then. In fact, he helped me. He got on the phone. He told me things that were helping our investigation. Now, our investigation wasn't looking into him, but he was helping us then.
Uh-huh. And he was one of the few who helped you?
The only thing that I can say about President Trump is that he is the only person who in 2009, when I served a lot of subpoenas on a lot of people, or at least gave notice to some pretty connected people that I was going, that I wanted to talk to them. He is the only person who picked up the phone and said, let's just talk. I'll give you as much time as you want. I'll tell you what you need to know. And was very helpful in the information that he gave and gave no indication whatsoever that he was involved in anything untoward whatsoever, but had good information that checked out and that helped us, sure, and that we didn't have to take a deposition of him.
That was in 2009.
That was in 2009.
So some files from Epstein's private estate released, Donald, to the public by Congress. So those are out there, including this poem that birthday note that Trump allegedly wrote to Epstein. Trump says he didn't do it. Signed Donald Trump. I don't know. I'm not a signature expert. It looks a lot like his signature. I'm not going to lie and say it doesn't. Someone online are like, this doesn't look anything like it. No, it looks exactly like it. Is it a fraud? I don't know. Trump denies it, but it doesn't prove anything. What is important is what the victims say. And how can we know what the victims say? What it is that they, you know, who they believe abused them? Well, whether that's in the FBI documents or not, I don't know. But I do know this. James Comey's daughter, before she was fired by Trump from the Department of Justice, spent a lot of her time defeating Freedom of Information Act requests and making sure they were only heard by Democrat-appointed judges. It was the Trump administration that just sued the court in New York and Florida, unfortunately, was unable to avoid getting a Democrat judge in order to unseal those documents since the perp Epstein's dead. Because those documents have page after page after page of testimony in which perps were named. So it is the Trump administration suing, trying to get those documents, and Democrat judges blocking the release of those documents. But none of that matters. Most of America won't hear that, Lee.
No, they're not.
So that's what we know. Speaker Mike Johnson said an interesting thing, and he kind of walked this back, but not really, saying, no, people don't understand. And Trump needs to do a better job of this. If you say the Epstein thing's a hoax, wow, that's bad. Every time he says that, his approval rating dives by points. In fact, it's not fully recovered since the first time he said it and said he didn't want people's support if they want the Epstein documents released. It's not good. He needs to find a better way to say it. But Mike Johnson saying, no, Trump's not saying the Epstein accusations are a hoax. Here's what he's saying.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's Johnson defending him this weekend.
He's not saying that what Epstein did is a hoax. It's a terrible, unspeakable evil. He believes that himself. When he first heard the rumor, he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He was an FBI informant to try to take this stuff down. The president knows and has great sympathy for the women who have suffered these unspeakable harms. It's detestable to him. He and I have spoken about this as recently as 24 hours ago.
So Mike Johnson says he was an FBI informant.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the way the news is reported is that he walked it back, but he didn't really. Let me read you the quote, okay? Quote, I don't know if I used the right word. I said FBI informant. I'm not sure. I wasn't there. This isn't my lane. I'm just repeating what is common knowledge and has been out in the public for a long time. President Trump was never a hindrance to the Epstein investigation. He was trying to assist in that. And Trump going to the FBI and working with the FBI during that period has been reported multiple times. Whether he was an informant or not, I don't know. That's not clear. So Johnson kind of walked it back. Here's the larger thing here. But anyway, the Democrats are trying to act like they've got a gotcha now. They've got the actual note. Trump still says he didn't write it. I don't know. But here's Johnson.
What he's talking about is the Democrats who are doing this with impure motives. If they cared so much about this, why didn't they do something during the 4 years of the Biden administration when the Biden DOJ had all the records? They didn't say a word about it. Now they're doing it for political purposes. Not everybody, but a lot of them. And that's what the president's frustrated about. And we all are, that they're creating a hoax just like they did with the Russian dossier because they think it's going to somehow be mud thrown on him. It's not. He has no culpability in this thing at all. The president has clean hands. He wants all the records out. He has told me that himself.
Should he meet with the victims? Should he meet with the victims?
I suspect he probably will. Yeah, he has great compassion for them. The president has a very compassionate heart. He hates the fact that these women suffered those harms. He hates what Epstein is accused of and who he was. And when he recognized that, he realized Epstein wasn't just some sort of, you know, socialite. He was an evil person and, you know, alleged to have been involved in evil schemes. And the president distanced himself before he was president from that, because that's not who he is. And I think he's being falsely accused and maligned. And that's a frustration of all of ours. That's what he's talking about when he says the hoax.
Yeah, but that's, if it's that convoluted to explain, that's not going to go over well with the public. And that's what the problem is.
He's caused all of this himself, unfortunately.
Yeah.
When you send or allow or whatever, I don't know what happened. Pam Bondi, but also your personal attorney and your attorney, you know, your general counsel for the White House, Alina Habba, to go out there and brag, oh my gosh, these all these Johns, we're going to release this. It's coming out. It's terrible. They should be prosecuted. Pam Bondi says she has it on her desk. And then you don't, what you release is just warmed over stuff we've seen before. I mean, they are the ones who spiked the interest in this.
Yeah.
That's what's so bizarre.
That's what is so weird. Yeah.
And then Trump turns around and says, well, if you want to see it, then I don't even want your vote. Well, but no, you were the one who sold, or at least your administration sold us on seeing and how great it would be and how it was coming. You even had a, like, you know, an event at the White House to hand influencers those white binders. They thought they were getting the Epstein documents. There was like nothing new in there.
Yeah.
And this newest, they keep releasing the Epstein documents. The 3% of it, I think, it was like 30,000 pages. 3% of it was new. So, I mean, this is a completely self-inflicted wound. And, of course, Democrats are just, you know, pouring salt into it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. By the bucket load.
Yeah. Speaking of by the bucket load, Lee, I wonder if the PhD weight loss plan could defeat global warming.
And how's that?
You're thinking, what? That's what I said. Global headline. This is a big thing. Top 10 article in the country right now, y'all. Global, this means people on the left actually believe this. Global warming is driving up American sugar intake. As temperatures rise, we just had record lows and record ice gain over the last winter. But whatever, facts don't matter. As temperatures rise, Americans are increasing their consumption of both sugary drinks and cold desserts, such as ice cream. Okay.
Not me.
Not me, no. Mine's pretty consistent. Yes. How would this explain my cravings for ice cream in the winter, though? Especially when we're having like record low temperatures, largest ice sheet gain in decades. It's refreezing. Anybody?
Yeah.
Bueller?
Yeah.
Bueller? An international team of researchers analyzed weather conditions and consumer spending habits and found that as temperatures rise, well, they're not. See, so your research is fake.
Well, that's what's causing all the hurricanes to hit the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. They're not.
So. No. Ice.
Now, we're still in hurricane season. Bad things could still happen, but.
This is like voodoo. The team compared wind, humidity, and precipitation records across a 15-year history for 40,000 to 60,000 American households. They used the American Heart Association's daily sugar recommendation, said 36 grams for men and 25 grams for women. And then found a correlation. What do they mean? The left would be more than happy to starve you to end global warming. That's what they mean. We'll be right back.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.